Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning. A Tuesday morning it is. Gloomy, but hopefully everybody is out there driving safely on those roadways. Good morning, everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift, to all the overnight dancers, to all the truck drivers, to all the carpenters, to all the union workers, all the engineers, all the local unions, all the blue-collar workers, all the nurses, doctors, you name it. Good morning, everybody out there. Hopefully you're having a good day. We're having a good day. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If we're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. We're going to get to a couple calls here in just a second as we talk about Brandon Ayuk. Will he or will he not be traded? Matt Maiocco came out last night, basically said that the Niners have given Brandon Ayuk permission to negotiate long-term contracts with Cleveland and New England. Now, does he want to go to Cleveland and New England? And if they do trade with Cleveland, will the Niners get Amari Cooper back? Because I do that deal. I don't think Amari Cooper's Brandon Ayuk, but I need to be a player for the now. I need to be a player to help win the Super Bowl now. I can't do it for draft picks and just say, oh, Brandon Ayuk, we're going to trade you for draft picks for next season. It put all this pressure on Chris Conley and Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, because they're not Brandon Ayuk. They're not whatsoever. But where are Niner fans at with this whole situation? Do they want to see Brandon Ayuk leave? Do they think their offense can continue to be as explosive without Brandon Ayuk? This was a great offense last year. Great offense, an historic offense, especially in 49ers franchise history, Shasky. So I know Niner fans are all over the place here when it comes to Brandon Ayuk.
I wonder how much, like, the CMC extension and the Trent Williams thing in the background, I just wonder what impact they had, if any, on the Brandon Ayuk situation. Like, where he was prioritized, how much money might have been available at one point in the offseason versus later on in the offseason, you know, how the markets for those particular positions, because of the Saquon deal and then of Tristan Wirfs and Penei Sewell and all these other guys getting money, like just all the domino effects. What were some of the trade offers in April? What are some of the trade offers currently? Mm-hmm. It just feels like you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube, if you will, with this whole like trade demand and where he's going. But I'm still I'm clinging. I mean, as much as I can, I am clinging to the hope that they can find a way to have cooler heads,
yep,
calm things down in this situation, bring him back. Either he plays on the fifth-year option and we figure it out from there, or signs a deal with the Niners. I feel like both sides are trying, yeah, to call the other one's bluff. But this is as real as it's ever felt. And I feel like it's almost, in a weird way, uglier than the Buckner thing. Because the Buckner thing happened, boom, it kind of shocked everybody, even though we knew the extension was coming up. This is drawn out, and I feel like it's getting uglier and uglier.
Yes.
And to me, both parties look bad.
No, it does. It does. It doesn't look pretty here. And also, I wonder how many teams look at the 49ers situation and say, boy, is Brandon Ayuk elevating the system? Or is Kyle Shanahan elevating him?
Mm.
And is Kyle Shanahan the reason why he's balling out, which is why we don't view him as a top dog, number one wide receiver? I don't know the answers to these questions. I think it'd all play out here. I think he helps Shanahan's offense. Sure, Shanahan's play calling does help. But boy, he beats man coverage.
Can I answer that, though?
Go ahead.
I think if Tevin Coleman was the running back this year, and let's say he had almost an identical year to what CMC had, right, production-wise, most people would be like, they would look at Ayuk better. They would, oh, well, Ayuk's commanding coverage, and that's opening things up. CMC is so good, I think it changes the equation,
yeah,
for how people view the Niners' offense. So if I said the exact same data came from Brandon Ayuk in terms of catches, efficiency, and all that, but it was
just because of the name of the
Jeff
player.
Wilson Jr. at running back, I just think we would view it differently.
Yeah, that's,
I do.
That's,
I think we would.
That's insane.
And yeah, I don't think that's fair.
It's not fair at all. Not fair at all. Let's go to the lines, man. 888-957-9570. We're going to go right down the list, man. Full fall lines here. 888-957-9570 is a number. Let's start off with our man, Brian in Palo Alto. Brian, what's happening?
Morning, guys. There's no scenario here where the Niners are better off without him. And they've mismanaged the situation. They're a month out from the season, from the first game. And their best receiver is not in camp. Their only great offensive lineman is not in camp. And so, yeah, poorly handled situation by the Niners. There's no way they're better, which makes me think maybe they don't view this as an all-in year for them now. Right?
Oh.
Maybe this is – I can't take it any other way. If you're willing to move Ayuk for Kendrick or for Bourne –
well,
like,
you know what?
I can't believe that. I think
a journalist is being used by the Niners. I think he's getting pimped out. I'm not going to go there, though, BPA.
BPA,
listen. You got mouthpieces for the Giants. I think we figured out who were mouthpieces for the 49ers, right?
Of course. Well, we know who the mouthpieces are for the Giants. I don't want to talk about the Giants. We'll cover that at the end of the year. Anyways, guys, have a great day. You're looking great.
I will stand with them on this one. I mean, if you want to talk about showcasing your value to the team, if Brock Purdy has a monster year without Brandon Ayuk, if he does it with some semblance of Trent Williams in and out of the lineup or whatever, I mean, will there be any doubt in anyone's mind that the man should be getting his money?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Get
that man his money. But on the flip side, if he does struggle without Ayuk, oh, man. Oh, my Lord.
Look, Matt Maiocco's been covering this team for a very long time.
He's really good at it. He's a Hall of Famer.
And I can't think of any time. Like, he really is thoughtful before he speaks. And,
yeah,
you know, he really makes sure that he triple and fourth sights everything and gets the appropriate input and stuff. Even he is all over the map on this one. And it's not his fault. He's like, he's telling you what he's hearing. A, it's not done, the trade. Here are the options. He's not ruling out that he could come back. This is insanity.
No, when Matt Maiocco says it, I listen. And we had Jen Lee Chan on,
yeah,
that's the 49ers Talk podcast for NBC Sports Bay Area. She was really good yesterday, really good for 18 minutes. We're going to get her back on. She's going to be one of our go-tos when it comes to the 49ers. But Jen Lee Chan and Matt Maiocco do such a great job. And Matt Maiocco, you know, did his due diligence. And when he came out last night and said what he said, because the silver guy is whatever. Benjamin Albright came on the show. He said, look, man, his last name is Silver because he always comes in second. I truly believe that. The guy's whatever. The guy he stole money from this station for many years and said nothing. Gave us nothing, little breadcrumbs, and said nothing. Added no value to it. So I don't give a damn about Silver right now. assassinating IU's character was nasty work. Nasty work when one of your best friends is Aaron Rodgers. The irony in that one. Anyway.
I didn't even think of that.
Anyway. And it ain't just me. It's the Warren Schatz. It's the Greg Rosenthal's. It's all these guys saying, like, look, what the hell? But Matt Maiocco's saying what he said. That's how you know it's serious. Because Matt Maiocco's tapped in. Enough of that. Let's get to the lines. JC in San Jose. What's happening? Clowns out there.
Hey, KC.
What's up, JC?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bonte, I know you're in that headspace, so I don't want to trigger you, but...
Oh, I'm fine. No, JC, I'm good. I'm a pro. I'm fired up right now. I just want to know how this offense is going to look without Brandon Ayuk now.
So, look, this is what I think. Like I said, I don't follow all these guys. The guys are buying, you know, check marks and just aggregating stuff. All I'll say this is, I'm a big believer in how you are with some of all your parts. Who has a top five roster in the NFL the last 3-4 years? I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to the people putting that roster together. Everything else, and I respect you guys got 4 hours to fill, and the Giants don't help. So I get it, but... I'm team 49er all the way. It has no disrespect to Ayuk's name. The man deserves whatever he wants to get. Let it play out, and I tell you all, Niner Nation, it will be fine.
Well,
and we don't hear about the dollars, just like we didn't hear about the dollars on the CMC deal a month ago. Some things happen in public. Some things happen over.
So what are you saying? The Niners are going to be fine without Brandon Ayuk. You have faith in the organization that they're going to be fine without Ayuk.
You asked me that question 5 years ago. I would say no when Jed York was going through Jed York things back then. But right now, yeah, I trust the Niners.
Well, you know, it's part of why they're in this predicament is because they've been wildly successful at drafting, identifying, developing, and playing guys like that. If you didn't have 9 guys in the top 100 on the NFL player poll, like you wouldn't be in this financial predicament that they're in right now. Right? They're really good at that. I'll give them that. But here's what I would say to you. They are still paying into the miss on trading DeForest Buckner. Yep. They paid Armstead. They got a couple of decent seasons, but now they're paying him to not play. They drafted Kinlaw. That was a big whiff. They chased more money with Javon Hargrave in free agency. And that has kind of, all of that money spent now, like the money on Armstead, the money on Hargrave, the missing on Kinlaw now coming to roost. And
Trey Lance.
Yes.
That's a factor.
But these are millions that are the difference on a $27 million deal versus a $30 million deal.
No doubt.
Right? So I worry that they move off of Brandon Ayuk and then they chase the wide receiver conundrum for multiple years the way they have D-tackle.
No doubt. Let's go to Malcolm in Philadelphia. Malcolm, what's happening? Malcolm in Philly, what's going on, man?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Malcolm?
As I stated to the gentleman who initially took my call, I said the Niners were a little bit arrogant. They waited. Yep. I think the key was here in Philly when Devontae got his 25 a year. The 26 that was offered to IU, it should have been offered to him the next day after Devontae got that 25. Mm-hmm. I think he probably takes the deal. I think they waited too long. Like Marlo said in The Wire, when he took the connect, the price of the brick has gone up.
It's true.
It went up.
Thank you.
Usually the 49ers, their management is usually ahead. I figured they would have saw the foresight. And they didn't, and the receivers just kept getting paid more and more and more. And we know we usually don't pay receivers like that, and they're sticking to their philosophy. I think it's a little bit flawed. I hope he stays, but it's not looking good. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on Purdy because now that was his number one guy.
Yeah.
That was his number one guy. So
there's no doubt.
It's going to be imperative for him to play better, and that's going to have an impact on his contract. Let's say he misses out. If he gets traded, he misses him. It has an impact on him. It's going to impact his contract and how much he makes as well.
Good call, Malcolm. Good. I'm 100% with you. I think the Niners misplayed their hand. Anthony Lima, co-host of the Carmen and Lima show with Ken Carmen, our sister station 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. What time is that? 8:30?
8:30, correct.
8:30, all right. book from Cleveland, and we'll get his perspective on how they feel about Brandon Ayuk, and would they be willing to trade Amari Cooper to the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All right, let's keep rolling here.
You know, on that point, you and I had discussed this yesterday. The Niners used to wait till the end on all these deals, and I personally believe trying to win the deal at the very end has boxed them in this situation, and I think that they need to reevaluate how they go to business with these contracts. And I'm not saying they have to be like the Eagles. The Eagles jump in front of it, and they try to get it done at the beginning of the market before things explode. Mm-hmm. But if you talk to people who sell real estate or make a lot of trades and deals, if you're always chasing to just win the deal, you'll never execute any deals.
You know, I go back to something that you said, because you know me, I'm a weirdo when it comes to remembering things. I'm like an elephant. When I hear takes, I hear things. And I remember a conversation we had. It was about DeForest Buckner. And I think we both were in agreement that we wanted Buckner paid. And he said something to the point, was like, isn't there just something to taking care of your own guy? The guy works hard in your system. He busts his ass. He becomes a premium player. And you want to take care of those guys. Like the Warriors for so many years took care of those guys. To the Niners' credit, they've taken care of most of those guys. Kittle, Warner, Debo, both on line one, line two, line three, line four. A lot of those guys have been taken care of. They have. But that's why they didn't take care of Buckner. I remember when they traded Buckner. They were able to withstand that loss. D-line hasn't been quite the same without Buck, but they're able to get to a Super Bowl. They're able to win some big-time playoff games, but Armstead just wasn't Buckner.
Yeah.
He wasn't that guy. And I remember as soon as he got traded, I got a text from a former 49er employee right away that said, boy, this sucks. This guy meant so much inside and outside the locker room. It's not even funny. Why Buck? Why Buck? And so with Ayuk, and you hear all the room, Ayuk in the locker room, good guy, plays hard. Works hard, goes out there and practices. It's just something about taking care of your own guys. And this guy, out of all people, who came from the doghouse, faced how many wide receivers we see in this league? We saw Dante Pettis. This is a great, great example. Dante Pettis, well, I'll let you judge if it's great or not. But Dante Pettis got in the doghouse, faced adversity, and was never able to overcome it with Chicago and Niners. Now, he may not just be a good player. We don't think Dante Pettis is anything. But Ayuk faced similar adversity his first couple seasons with the 49ers. Instead of just kind of just soaking and putting his head down, the guy fought through it and became an all-pro. There's something to be said for that, Shasky. There really is, because we see a lot of wide receivers come out early in this league, especially with the 49ers, and they fade away and don't do anything in this league. I said, to hell with the doghouse. I'm going to fight through it. I'm going to become a player. I'm going to get into a fight with Freewater. We're going to talk that trash. And he became a damn all-pro.
I think the difference between the Buckner timeline and where the Niners are at now is just everything's more expensive. Like, their whole roster's more expensive. Right. They have a quarterback that they have to give even a larger percentage of the salary cap next year than what Jimmy was making in that time.
I got to get to Kawakami, though, in 920, because he tweeted something yesterday saying that Purdy's not really going to factor into the cap next season. It's going to happen in 2026. Well, so I don't know anything about that.
So for example, when you give the $100 million guaranteed to Bosa, you could spread it out over your books however you want. And that's part of the beauty of putting it in an escrow. You have 4 or 5 years to amortize it and basically spread it over 4 or 5 years, and you could finagle where it lands in the cap. So even though they're accounting for the Purdy thing down the line, they need to figure out how they're going to wiggle all of the other guaranteed money that they've given out. So when you hear about Kittle getting renegotiated and Debo and this, they're moving money around in any given year based on how they do it. So I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that everything is more expensive. Plus, at that point in time, the Niners didn't have two guys who are clearly the top two players at their position that are that expensive, running back and left tackle.
They were
so much cheaper at those positions.
They were so much cheaper. That's a good point. However, there is something about taking care of your own guys, and a guy who became an all-pro and is considered by everybody in this league, executives and coaches, as one of the top 10 wide receivers in a league that's full of wide receivers and passing yards and receiving yards, and the passing game has never been more relevant in this league before. It is a passing league. Now, the Niners are a throwback team, and they really identify that we need a running game, and we need to dominate the trenches, take the air out of football, play time possession football, play ball control football, and do all that stuff. But the fact that he fought through everything, and we're sitting here talking about trading Brandon Ayuk out of all the players we've had.
But I don't think they want to. I think this has come down to literally a couple of million of dollars, whether it's respect or the specific number or a deadline that the Niners imposed on him. Like, we got to this point because of both parties. I don't think it's all on the Niners,
no,
and I definitely
not.
Don't think it's all
I
on
understand
Ayuk.
That. I
but
agree,
I also
yeah.
believe this part, too. Like, he's not the number one priority on offense, and nor will he be. It's going to go CMC, Trent, Purdy, period. And then Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, or some algorithm of that. But that's how this team is built. Quarterback, running back, left tackle.
Yeah, well, right now.
In some
they shifted,
order.
They shifted to it. What happens if CMC misses a couple games? Will that still be the case? Will they have to shift their philosophy?
Well, then things change.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I mean,
and then you're
going
to want a Brendan Ayuk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if Brendan Ayuk slips
insurance.
And doesn't have a great,
great
year
insurance.
This year,
it's great
I mean,
insurance.
I would look at that different, too.
Baldy, after the Monday night game, about Brendan Ayuk's lack of targets against Minnesota.
I think you should have gotten more, to be honest with you, because, you know, the way that they were playing, especially on first downs, especially the way they're playing the run, I mean, they were basically selling out to play the run, and they did that, and they were good at it. And they're a big blitz zero team. You're going to get some one-on-ones out there. And I like my chances of Brandon Ayuk against, you know, whether it's
Murphy,
you know,
or, yeah.
Murphy or, you know, whoever, Evans, whoever's on the other side. I mean, I like my chances against him. You got to give him a little bit of time. They chose not to do that. You know, they went to Jennings. They went to, you know, at the very end, they went to McLeod. I mean, it just seemed a little bit unusual that you wouldn't feature your best receiver.
Your best wide receiver. So I don't know. Maybe Ayuk sees that too. It's like, well, they don't value me here. He kind of said that on the Pivot podcast saying, they don't treat me like the guy. I know nobody can do what I can do on this football team. So he's kind of betting on himself. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Then we'll get the Oreo cookie. Mike, what's happening?
What's up, buddy? Can you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Man, listen, man. I'm going to answer the question straightforward. The offense without Ayuk is going to look terrible. Reason being, nobody else can get open on routes. I mean, Debo's at training camp right now fighting for his life against Diamador Lenore, the rookie safeties that we just drafted. I mean, like, well, who else are they going to expect to win one-on-one coverage? CMC, he's already – Kyle already said he's projected to play less snaps than he did last year to protect his own. So, George Kittle's getting old. And, yes, I like Juwan Jennings, but he's not the fastest guy to get off against these cornerbacks that we even got in our own division. Forget the rest of the league at the moment. I mean, we got to go our first game – I mean, the Jets got to come here. They bringing Sauce Gardner and company. Like, yeah. Who's going to get open? We can't just throw slants across the middle. I don't want to see the Jimmy Garoppolo offense again. I don't want to see that.
I think this is a classic case of be careful what you wish for both sides.
Both sides.
For both parties. Like, and that's the part where I think this has been the most flummoxing is like, can't they both just find a way to get on the same? Like, everybody's looking at it the same way. God, you're a lot better with Purdy and Shanahan. God, you're a lot better as an offense with Ayuk. Gosh, don't you want to win a Super Bowl? Gosh, don't you want to be in a system where you're going to get play action shots down the field with only one guy guarding you? Yeah. Like, this is a classic, be careful what you wish for, because both parties are going to regret it.
Well, you know, he goes to Pittsburgh. He probably feels like, hey, I'm playing with George Pickens, Darnell Washington, fire move. Jalen Warren and Najee Harris, I could do the same thing. He's betting on himself. Ayuk has the confidence. That's what these athletes do. They have confidence in themselves.
AFC.
Yeah, but he has confidence. He doesn't care about any of that. He feels like he's a great player. I'm not going to knock a guy for thinking he's a great player. I'm not going to do that.
It's not
his
knocking.
Confidence.
It's not knocking, but it's like, again, you can't have everything, right? So what are you prioritizing in terms of not he personnel? Thinks, in his mind, if he's prioritizing money first, then winning second, which I'm not mad at him. That's his prerogative. Well, I guess Pittsburgh or wherever, New England, whatever, is going to hit that mark. If you're prioritizing winning and making a really good salary, I feel like the Niners is a good spot.
It is a very good spot. We know it's a very good spot. But maybe Ayuk feels like, you know what? I'm going to go to Pittsburgh and do the same damn thing. And you may dispute that. I may dispute that. I may not think it's true. You may not think it's true. 49er fans may not think it's true. But the player belief is true. And that player's belief has gotten up to this point to be a second-team All-Pro player.
You really
player.
Think he'll be as efficient in another uniform as he was here?
I don't know. I don't know. Where does he go? I don't know.
I mean, he's about as efficient of a season as we've ever seen.
He wants more time. He wants to show that he is a top five wide receiver. Because as we talked about all offseason, how many Niner fans, including Oreo Cookie, is going to say, well, he's not a true number one? Well, that's where Ike is going to prove to everybody that he is a true number one. He's betting on himself
but
right now.
But that's the beauty of the Niner offense is the true number one is CMC.
Well, you know what? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it in the pass game?
Bonte, they've won.
In the pass game.
Well, just in general.
You
just saying as an offense.
Because as Kansas City sold out They sold out to stop the run in the Super Bowl, right?
You've been wildly successful.
They sold out
Since Christian McCaffrey came. I know, but okay. You've lost, what, five games since 25?
But let's not act like they weren't successful before McCaffrey.
No, I know, but they've gone to a whole other level.
Let's not act like they've gone to the same points of the season with and without Christian McCaffrey. And I'm not, trust me, I love CMC. I may have been one of the first guys on the station in this Bay Area market saying, we need a home run hitting a running back. To hell with all these platooners at running back. We're doing what the Giants do at first base. Platooning Jeff Wilson Jr., Eli Mitchell, and everybody. So I'm not. But Ayuk is betting on himself, so I don't know what it looks like in Pittsburgh. What if he goes out there and explodes? He's betting on himself to do it.
I'm surprised there aren't more suitors for him. I thought that there would be.
Oreo Cookie, Oakland, what's happening?
Going on, fellas. I just do want to say that we're so spoiled that we have this problem that we can't fit a top 10 wide receiver into our team without any issues. But I do also say that the other teams don't really game plan to stop IU, so he benefits from all the talent that he has around him. I just hope that he comes to his senses and maybe lowers his goal a little lower so that he can get on this team and keep winning, because if he's winning, we're winning, and he's getting exposure that way. And before I go, I do want to say this is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Save that. All right. Anthony Lima, co-host of the Carmen and Lima show with Ken Carmen. What is it now? I forgot the name of the show. Is it Carmen and Lima with King Carmen? Or is it Carmen and Lima?
Just Carmen and Lima.
All right. Carmen and Lima on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. This, I know we got New York Kenny in the building. None of the East Coast beats. That New Year. Hey, how's your Mets doing? How's the Mets doing?
We're doing all right. We had a nice little win against the Cardinals, so we took that series in case
of the Tigers.
Francisco Lindor is back.
That's enough Mets talk. That's enough for you. Go root for the Dolphins. Have fun losing in the second round of the playoffs. I do like Tua, though. I'm one of the few who like Tua. You know I love Tua from Alabama.
It's kind of ironic you like Tua and you don't like Purdy.
That's a lie.
I'm teasing.
That's a lie. See, when you do things out there, I like Purdy, too. Don't let me go down the rabbit hole of how I like Brock Purdy. I'm not going to explain myself one more time.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
You know what? People think a lot of things about me, so I don't really give a damn. You know, some guy on Twitter told me yesterday, he was like telling me to shut the hell up, and I basically just said, dude, you must be high, because you out of your damn mind talking to me like that. And this would be the last time you ever talk to me, and I hit that block button, baby. I had a lot of fun with that yesterday.
Oh.
I'm blocking people. I don't care.
I was busy with the little guy.
You know, if I can't say anything back because of our situation and our jobs, then I'm just going to block your ass. Hmm. That's what it is. It is what it is. I like Tua for that overtime game in the first ever time I saw him at Alabama. I was like, remember that spiral throw? Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I've never seen a spiral thrown like that.
To the greatest receiver corps second to LSU that we've ever seen in college football. But I would say this. There's a lot going on in the football world right now.
There's a lot going on with the 49ers. A lot going on with the 49ers.
Always. Every offseason. If it isn't Jimmy G, if it isn't Trey Lance, if it isn't Purdy's elbow, if it isn't Sam Darnold, the greatest thrower of the football some beat reporters have ever seen, it's always something. Bosa holding out, and now your receiver that you drafted would be the second first-round pick in 8 years that you actually re-sign. Yeah. Now he wants out.
Well, let's get the Cleveland Browns perspective. We had Mary Kay Cabot on from the Cleveland Plain Dealer yesterday. She talked about Amari Cooper. She wrote the story, and I'm like, they want to give us Amari Cooper? Then you know what? I'm not mad at that. I would prefer to keep Brandon Ayuk.
Why would they want to get rid of Cooper?
Yeah, exactly. That's my question. I always look at it. You see, you're learning, Shasky. Look at it from the other side. Why would Cleveland want to do that? So let's bring in Anthony Lima, co-host of Carmen and Lima, on our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. A really good show. They do a great job out there in Cleveland, Ohio, and they have high expectations. So, Anthony, good morning, man. Welcome to the Morning Roast here on the River Islands Guest Line. I know, Lovin. Go. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Great to hear from you. And anytime, man, we haven't had any kind of shared experience since, the LeBron versus Steph Curry day, so this is fun.
Cleveland, this is for you.
You guys came back 3-1 in 2016, but we got the 3-1 lead overall, so I'll take that all day long. Plus, Kevin Durant.
Hey, listen, we still will go to our graves talking about how special of a time that was. It was a special time for the NBA altogether. Look at the ratings. The ratings haven't recovered in the NBA finals since those two teams.
Those games were so fun.
And I do, from afar, actually admire the way the Guardians go about running their baseball team. I do. They're a very smart organization.
You know what? I don't like that because I think that's what my bosses say at the radio station. Like, oh, we get a lot of credit for how we don't pay anybody that actually works for our radio station. So I don't know if I should take that as a compliment.
Anthony, all right. There's a lot of smoke going on here with Brandon Ayuk. So from the Cleveland perspective, we asked Mary Kay Cabot about Amari Cooper. Is he happy in Cleveland? She said he is. So, Mike, I guess the first question I have for you, if the Niners do make a deal with Cleveland, first of all, before we get into how you feel about Brandon Ayuk and what you think of him as a player, why would Cleveland want to trade Amari Cooper in this situation for another wide receiver? It doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, there's a lot that I don't think makes sense between these two teams having this conversation outside of the Browns potentially getting younger and having a really good wide receiver who might even have a higher ceiling than I think what Amari Cooper has had. The question is, how can they get around the $29 million in dead money over multiple seasons going forward on Amari Cooper? That is the hard part of this. Cooper did have one of the worst holdouts in NFL history. And what I mean by that is he basically said the minute the holdout was over, I never really wanted to hold out. And I never really was going to hold out as we got further into training camp. He just really doesn't do business that way, which, of course, they use against you. But basically what holding out a mini camp and OTAs, what that got him in the first few days of training camp down in West Virginia, which is where they started it, basically all he got was a guarantee for the season, that if he got injured in training camp, that he'd get his money. So that's what he fought for. That's what he got. But he did not get, and he seemed a little vexed at this, he did not get any kind of commitment going forward, which, of course, somebody on the other side of 30, which is what he's going to be, is what they're looking for at wide receiver.
So why wouldn't they just keep Amari Cooper and add to that wide receiver core with Deshaun Watson coming back and all that. Like, that's the part that I can't really compartmentalize. Why not just run it back for one more year with him?
And instead of making the trade at all?
Or just adding Ayuk without surrendering Amari Cooper.
Well, that's the other part of it. Do they want to take away from a strength? I imagine the 49ers would then be looking at offensive linemen, which the Browns have had pretty good depth over the years. That depth was tested last year because of injuries across the board on that O-line. But, you know, the Browns have had a top five offensive line for like six straight years. And so I could understand why, you know, the 49ers might want to pluck one of those guys, given, you know, how valuable that could be to Shanahan's system. The Browns, you know, it could be Brandon Ayuk this year, maybe T. Higgins next year. I mean, they are going for big game hunting at wide receiver because, quite frankly, they haven't drafted well at wide receiver. That has been a huge flaw. And, you know, there is some wonder, like, what do they need to get Deshaun Watson to help turn his fortunes around in Cleveland? Because he's, you know, let's be honest, he's been a fraction of the player that he was during those Houston years. So they would love to have a younger wide receiver target who also, as you guys know, I mean, Ayuk can block a little bit, right? And an unbelievable route runner.
No doubt.
He's a great player.
Anthony Lima here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Anthony Lima, of course, a 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So I guess that was the next question. How do you guys view Brandon Ayuk? Do you view him as a number one wide receiver? A lot of Niner fans are mixed because they think the scheme makes him or the quarterback makes him. This guy on limited targets has 75 catches on limited targets and over 1,300 yards receiving. He was a baller last year, and he's gotten better and better every single season. So what are Browns fans thinking right now? As they call him to your show, as you guys discuss this scenario here, how do you view Brandon Ayuk? And are you guys willing to trade for Ayuk and give him the big fat contract extension?
Yeah, well, the extension part of it is, I think, what makes people nervous, because if the rumors are true, if the reports that, you know, he bought to $25 million, wants to be up there, does he want to be paid top five wide receiver money that gets you north of 30? The Browns already the most expensive roster in the NFL this year, but they feel like they have a cap wizard in Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta, who came from the baseball world. They feel they have a leg up on a lot of the teams in the NFL, and it's a competitive advantage to them, plus an owner who will spend cash. And that's what he'd have to do here, too. I mean, the raise they just gave to Amari Cooper, there's some money there that he'll never get back just to get him in a training camp. So it'd be a little surprising if they do all of that just to trade him a few weeks later. I think fans are warming up to the idea, though. The production was undeniable last year. Fans have seen him in big playoff games and the Super Bowl, and obviously they like that pedigree. They do love Amari Cooper, and Amari Cooper totally balled out once Joe Flacco took over. He had a 250-yard receiving game last year, but they have not found the same chemistry with Deshaun Watson. They're hoping that that would be the case, you know, this year, in this final year of his contract.
Would he want a new contract if he were moved?
He does. I mean, he absolutely wants a new contract. Look, Calvin Ridley, was able to get a big deal and has had less production than Amari Cooper the last few deals. Now, he got 4 years. You really only have to pay attention to, you know, the 2 years guaranteed. Something was it like $90 million, 48 guaranteed. I think that's the type of deal that Amari Cooper and his agent are going to demand because they just saw it handed out. You know how this works. You know how these agents like to piggyback off the other deals.
Anthony Lima here on the River Islands guest line on the Morty Ross.
Sounds like you're riding the bus.
Yeah, what's going on out there in Cleveland?
You on the streetcar?
I'll tell you what it is. It's laser hair therapy. I don't know if any of your listeners are follically challenged, but it works. I just finished 15, 20 minutes. You're good to go.
Really?
Wow.
Well, explain this to me.
Yeah, Shasky's interested.
There's all sorts of different methods depending on your situation, and I'm telling you, it absolutely works. I'm a guy. I'm on PV here up in Cleveland. You got to pay attention to what is going on with the hairline and the sickness. So I said, I'll do my interview with my San Francisco guys. Come on, you're in California. You guys are vain. You care what you look like.
Hey, listen, man. Anthony, you flex on me with TV, so I got to flex. I know exactly what you mean because I'm on television too, my man. And the fans, I don't know what it is about me. Shasky knows this. They pay attention to the socks, the suits, the hairline, the haircut. I don't see any other hosts there commenting on, but for some reason, I got to get a haircut every 3 days.
Well, it's annoying. Mr. Rogers sweater, and ever since then, everybody's been ripping you.
Well, I made the Carter get look good, Anthony. I made it look good. Not everybody could pull it off, buddy.
That is a very, very confident individual. Cardigan is not for everyone. Certainly not for everyone.
What a man who gave up.
I appreciate that.
Well, I haven't worn it. I haven't worn a cardigan after year one, so that's been retired.
Here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. How are you viewing this whole 49ers situation with Brandon Ayuk? I mean, clearly they have a lot of really good players making a lot of money, right? And it's about how you balance the books and whatnot. Does the average Cleveland fan think that the Niners are just botching this? Are they, you know, is this just a disgruntled player that they're unwilling to give that extra million to? Like, from the outside looking in, how do you view the Niners and Ayuk and what has transpired this offseason in particular?
Well, they feel like once he gets his contract, he'll be fine. Like, they understand that, you know, most wide receivers in this league, especially young and at that caliber and on their rookie deals, like, they want to get paid, because you see what happens the minute you get injured in this league. Take Nick Chubb, for instance, who looks like he's on a Hall of Fame pace to start his career. He's beloved in Cleveland. And you would think that the Browns would do right by Nick Chubb the minute he got injured last year in the second game of the season. What is he doing this year? He has to play just to make up the money that he was going to lose in his contract. And so we know it's cutthroat business. Like, you've got to make your money. And they understand Amari Cooper is on the other side of 30, and Ayuk is, you know, what, 4 years younger, 5 years younger. So that is critical. I don't think anybody thinks he's, you know, somebody who's going to cause problems every single day. I don't know. Did you guys see much of that at all outside of the contract stuff?
No, not at all. I've been a total professional. I mean, I just think the whole situation. Now I'm intrigued, though. You know, with all this talk about Shanahan and Purdy, I'm actually intrigued to see what this offense looks like without Brandon Ayuk. And trust me, I want to keep Brandon Ayuk here. I want him to be a long-term 49er forever. But you know what? We'll see how this plays out, Anthony. Thanks for the time today, though. Thanks for the short notice pickup. And take care of that hair. All right.
I can already feel it growing. It's already thicker up top. I don't need to wear a hat today. I'm good.
Anthony, take care, brother.
Whoa.
Go ahead. Hit it. Breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
So here we go. We said, we told every Warrior fan out there, every basketball fan, we'll keep our eyes out on Lowry Marketing. Well, Shams Charania from The Athletic, and Tony Jones and Anthony Slater. Just in, NBA All-Star Lowry Marketing and the Utah Jazz are expected to agree to a massive long-term contract extension and sign Wednesday or later, making him untradeable for the entire 2024-25 season. Again, Lowry Marketing and the Utah Jazz are expected to agree to a massive long-term contract extension and sign Wednesday or later, making him untradeable for the 2024-25 season. Also, Anthony Slater saying the trade discussion between the Warriors and Jazz never really revved back up to a serious degree after early July talks, per sources. Warriors have been under the impression recently that Marketing planned to sign a long-term extension in Utah. Boom. There it is. Lowry Marketing in Utah for at least the next season. So he would not be wearing a Warriors uniform next season. So, you know, there's a couple things here that goes to my mind right away, Shasky. And I'm going to pass you the mic in just a second. But Slayer saying the talks never really revved back up in July. Then what was Draymond Green talking about last week, saying the deal was almost done, that would have crippled the Golden State Warriors?
I don't know.
So there's all this lying going on all over. Not calling Draymond a liar, but there's all this stuff going on. All this smoke and everything.
Shut you talking to me?
Yeah, I was. Well, you know what? Next season.
Can I just get this out off my chest? I mean, dick to hell with Danny Ainge. Screw him. No, seriously, screw him. Who does he think he is? He's never won anything.
Well,
I'm so done with Danny Ainge. Get out of here. Good luck. What are you even accomplishing?
Well, no.
We're in for Cooper Flagg, but we're also going to have all of these, veterans that want to win.
No, don't do that.
No, I
don't
am.
Do that. No,
now,
don't do that.
Warrior
see, you're looking
fan.
At it one way. Yeah, that's right. You're a disgruntled Warrior fan.
Yeah.
Joe.
When this situation first came on the table, when did the marketing rumors really start?
I talked about it during the regular season. Yeah, he was a guy I identified.
No, it was box score watching at the end of the season. Box score watching.
Okay.
And everybody started box score watching, but you didn't bring it up
you
until after.
You don't have league pass. I have league pass. I watch.
And what the first thing I ever said, whether it was the regular season, and it's not about being right or wrong,
But in this case, it is.
I knew that dealing with Danny Ainge was going to be a problem.
He's so overrated.
But this is what he does.
Yeah.
Why are we surprised?
Good. This is what he does. Danny Ainge, this is what he does. He builds mediocre teams.
Well, he built the Celtics. They were pretty damn good for a long, long time. Long, long time.
They won one title.
But hey,
they should have won more.
Title to title. KG tore his knee up, and that was that. But I just thought Danny Ainge wants everything and under. He wants 5 picks, unprotected. He wants everybody, the whole core. He wants it all. And you know what? I'm going to be consistent. I never believed Lauri Markkanen was worth it.
I never believed the right price.
I never believed Lauri Markkanen was going to make this team better. Now I'm excited to see, you know what? Kuminga, Moody, Pods, TJD alongside Draymond. You can laugh all you want. At least I get to see it.
You're not that excited about that.
I am excited. Really? I want to see what it looks like for the first 2 months.
What is that team?
I don't know what that team is. I'm excited to see Kuminga get some runway. I'm excited to see Moses Moody get some playing time. I'm excited to see Pods get an elevated role. Let's see what D'Anthony Melton does. I never wanted to break up this core, and now finally you got your books in order. So now the pivot is, you're in play for every other superstar that becomes disgruntled. You can make a package later on.
So we're just spinning the wheel?
I've been consistent with this. I'm not even being funny.
No, well, no, but I mean, like, we're spinning the wheel on stars.
I want to, it's like, speak
Brandon
for yourself.
Ingram.
Speak for yourself. No, I didn't
Jimmy
say Brandon
Butler.
Ingram. I never said Jimmy Butler. I want to see this team as is. Because a lot of you guys, including you, told me this team right now on paper is better than last year anyway.
Yeah, but they weren't good last year.
That team won 46 games.
They were the 10th seed.
They won 46 games, man.
Okay. You were the 10 seed.
46 games a year before, but it got you a 5 seed.
Okay.
So, so you know what I'm saying? So I never wanted Lauri Markkanen. So I'm relieved this didn't even go down. And you're still in position over the next 3 months to make a deal for another player that becomes disgruntled. But at least we finally get to see the young. Right? What were we bitching among them about with the Giants all year? We want to see the youngsters.
Giants don't have Steph Curry in his prime.
Steph Curry's not in his prime?
Well, okay.
He's still a great player.
Okay. The Giants don't have the greatest player in franchise history, Wilt notwithstanding.
Okay.
So that changes the whole algebra.
Lauri Markkanen was going to make them better.
No,
you never even watched Lauri Markkanen play.
But,
you don't even know who he is. He's a 7-foot 3-point shooter.
It doesn't matter what Joe Shasky wants. It matters what Steph Curry wants. Because you know what the next breaking alert will be? Like, is Steph Curry disgruntled with the progress that the Warriors have made?
Well,
he's told you 4 times this offseason alone that, like, he don't want to be on a loser. He wants to be on a winner.
Do you think this team is a loser right now?
I don't think they're much better than they're incrementally better in the margins than what they were last year, which I don't think is enough progress to really satisfy what he would like to accomplish.
But you're out that first and second apron, and you got some wiggle room now. Let's go to Uncle Gene in Oakland. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. First of all, I am so relieved that we don't get to talk about Markkanen anymore.
Thank you. Me too.
That's great news, man.
Great news.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, and I'm with you. I want to see what the guys can do now with what we've got. I think we are at least marginally better. I don't see any way for us to get tremendously better. I don't see any superstars out in the horizon that we can grab right now. I think we've got to do this from within. But anyways, I want to talk about Ayuk. So listen, I'm going to say what I've been saying all along. Ayuk will sign. All right? This is the same story, same movie we've been watching. You know, with Warner, with Kittle, with Debo and Bosa last year. These things drag out. This is their style of negotiation. I don't particularly agree with it, but that's what they do. So, you know, it's gamesmanship, and, you know, this will go down to the wire. I'm going to guess within the next 7 to 10 days, there will be a contract signed by Ayuk for 3 years, $28 million a year average, and probably somewhere around $35 to $40 million guaranteed, because nothing else works.
Yep.
Cleveland with Cooper does not work. Too much money, and it's a step down. Pittsburgh doesn't have anything we want. There won't be any trades there. So, and why would Ayuk want to step away from his best chance to win a Super Bowl? So this is going to happen. It's once again, this is all show play, and they'll get done, and he'll be on the team.
Good call, Uncle Gene. Look, there's a lot we could go here. Your mic's off.
I don't think 35 or 40 million is getting it done. It's guaranteed. Do you? For Ayuk?
Yeah, he's going to need a little more than that. we'll see. We'll see about that.
Love Uncle Gene.
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, no 415. I did not want Lowry Marketing. I've been consistent in that at all times. If you listen to every damn show for the last 5 months about Lowry Marketing, hell, it goes back to the first month of the season with Joe Spadoni sitting here. I'm looking at the Laker Jazz game on a Tuesday night, and then they had a back to back with him saying Lowry Marketing gets a hype in the Western Conference with all these bigs in the conference. So 415, check your sources. I know what I say. I know when I'm wrong. I know what I say. And I stand by what I say.
When's the last time you were wrong?
I'm wrong a lot.
So I've got something on my side.
I'm wrong a lot. I don't care, but I don't care about that. You guys focus on that stuff. I know what I say, though. I stand on what I say. Clowns out there. It's a lot of clowns out there. A lot of them. Face paint all day long, every damn day. So when people started bringing up Lowry Marketing, I knew damn well nobody even watched Lowry Marketing.
Well, we wanted him for the right price. Wiggins and some change.
Yeah, and what did I say from day one? This is Danny Ainge.
Okay.
Know your personnel. Yeah. Know your people.
You this also like said you're open-minded to it if the stars want it.
The stars, yeah. If Curry wants it, then whatever. What are you going to do? But did Curry want it?
It sounds like they did.
I don't know if Curry wanted Lowry Marketed.
Well,
I don't know if he did.
I know he doesn't want to go from fringe playing team to lock playing team.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. Well, are they a lock to be a playing team? No faith in Kuminga? No faith in Moody?
I mean,
no faith in Pods? TJD? Looney being in shape? By the way, shout out to Looney. He was down there at BMO Stadium watching the fights down in L.A. Good times. Are people really deflated over this?
Well,
888-957-9570. Warrior fan, Niner fans, open lines. Are Warrior fans really deflated about Lowry Marketing? Are you disappointed?
It just meant a little bit of hope. And not that he's the... No one thinks he's the end-all, be-all, but we just think he was an upgrade. Like, I'm sorry, like, the Q rating on Wiggins is, like, historically low. I mean, the Japan stock market thinks that Wiggins' value is very low right now, for crying out loud, you know? Like, come on, man. Like, let's just call it what it is.
I think there's still some hope with this current Warriors roster.
We like Kuminga, we like Pods. No,
I think there's a lot to like about this current Warriors team. Yeah. I don't think you need Larry Markkinen to get super excited about this year's Warriors team. I feel if anything, you're looking at maybe a slight lateral move if they had moved off whatever the Jazz were wanting for Lowry Marketing. I think if you were like the Venn diagram of like deals that the Warrior fans would have been okay making and the Jazz would have made is two separate circles.
No,
well, like, if you're just looking at, I think the majority of baseline Warrior fans that are casual are going to be like, so you lost Clay and you brought in some randoms. Okay.
Not a random. So I thought you liked Buddy Buckets.
I mean,
I thought you liked D'Anthony Melton. I know I do.
Okay. If people are barely watching Lowry Marketing, I doubt that they're like tapped in on.
Speak for yourself. There's a lot of basketball fans out there. I think we have a really good basketball audience. Speak for just because you don't watch League Pass doesn't mean everybody else doesn't watch League Pass.
DeAndre Melton could go into
D'Anthony Melton,
could go into the sales room right now, introduce himself as D'Anthony Melton, and everyone would forget his name.
Well, who
before
the sales?
Out.
Our sales staff? They barely watch the Warriors.
But that's my point.
That's them. They're casuals.
That's what makes up a lot of fan bases.
Well, that's unfortunate. I don't know. I don't know what that world is like. I don't know what that world is like. The world I revolved in is that, yeah, Lowry Marketing is cool, but he's not worth 4 or 5 unprotected picks, Pods, Kuminga, and Wiggins. Like, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. So Lowry Marketing, in case you're just tuning in, today was the day that we were going to find out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Larry Market has decided, that he's going to sign a long-term deal with the Utah Jazz, but he would do it either tomorrow or later, which means he's ineligible to be traded this season.
You reap what you sow, brother.
If he would have signed yesterday or today, that would have meant that he's eligible to be traded the day the trade deadline. So, is anybody tripping themselves over Lauri Markkanen? Anybody butthurt or deflated?
Well, no, I just think that it signified that they were going to make some moves in the offseason. And I think the fact that you didn't make the move, it's not the move itself. It's what it kind of, you know, metaphorically represents, you know, like, slow-mo? Which is like big change. I think a lot of people just wanted big change in the offseason.
They just want the home run to move.
Well, they just wanted kind a move. Like, they wanted a move.
They wanted a move. They made moves, though. Well, did they not?
What's that?
Did they not make moves?
Well, yeah, around the outside, you know. I mean, you know, changing some of the pots and plants in the backyard doesn't necessarily mean that you've renovated the house, does it?
The price was way too high, man.
Oh, I agree.
Danny AJ, no dummy, man. Let's go to AT Sunnyvale. AT Sunnyvale, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, I'm with you. I'm really not tripping over Lauri Markkanen.
Right.
And to let Danny Ainge come in your house and take you for a fool, that's for the content cycle. That's not for a GM. The summer is dry. People need stuff to say. People need somebody to get excited about. This man was an apparition. He was never going to be in the Bay. I knew that, and now that it's put to rest, we could focus on actually getting some wins, even though we just changed the pots and plants.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? I'm kind of like with the next Warrior fan. What's going on in Milwaukee?
Oh, dummy, man. You're not even allowed to do that.
No, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. You sat here and lied through your teeth about Lauri Markkanen, who you brought up in the last week in May, saying, well, Lauri Markkanen, Bonte, did you know he averaged just like he never even watched the game? Lucas and Gilroy. Don't tell me what I'm allowed to do. I'm on the honest train.
I don't know if you know this. No one watches Utah basketball.
I do. They got some good players. Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson. Will Hardy's a hell of a coach.
They deactivated the last week of the year.
Don't say that nobody watched Utah Jazz basketball. I watch a lot of basketball. Lucas and Gilroy. I love basketball. Love all these teams. Lucas and Gilroy, what's happening, man? You're on a roast.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good, good, good.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm not, you know, I mean, I want to see the new guys pick up, you know, the youngsters. I want to see them. I'm not really phased about that. So it's, I'm happy we're moving on. And, you know, this kind of leaves an open spot to hopefully maybe get one more person or something like that. But, you know, I'm happy overall. You know, it's let's see these youngsters, let's see them pick it up, let's see them take another step in their game.
There it is.
So the Warriors, this is the report. The Warriors made the most aggressive offer centered around Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps, and second-rounders, team sources from both sides said. Utah wanted pods in any theoretical deal. The Warriors were protective of pods in the marketing conversation and a few other league-wide trade proposals this summer, league sources said.
I mean,
that wasn't going to get it done.
It's not. It wasn't. They wanted King's ransom for Lowry Markkanen.
That is like offering Brandon Ayuk straight up for your guy, you know, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, no, that's disrespectful to Brandon Podziemski. I think Brandon Podziemski brings a lot of quality.
Saying the Moses, you know, Moody and picks offer. Good enough. Not good enough.
And you know what? When you think about Lowry Markkanen. And I've said this over and over and over. I don't know why people are confusing me, because I have, beloved, was I ever in on Lowry Markkanen? Seriously, because that's starting to bug me. Was I ever in on Lowry Markkanen?
As far as I remember, you've always been very, kind of big on, let's see what these young guys got. You're one of the biggest champions of Jonathan Kuminga, and you're one of the biggest guys. Like, I want to see what Pods brings to the table in his second year. So, no, in any of the conversations you and I've had, I've never heard you really get that excited for Lowry.
Because here's my thing. He's a 7-footer, right? You're going to have to get down on the post. I think about all the bigs in the Western Conference, which we've gone over, over and over and over and over and over again. There's Wimby, there's Jokic, there's Kat, there's Nasri, there's Gobert, there's Shangoon in Houston, there's Anthony Davis, there's Zubac. Hell, there's even DeAndre Ayton in Portland. I'm probably missing a couple guys here. New Orleans, well, they don't have Valanciunas somewhere, but they have Zion. Where's marketing at? And it comes to the landscape of the bigs in the Western Conference. Anthony Davis eats his lunch.
Okay. I don't think anyone argues on that.
He eats his lunch.
But, like, they're looking at the Warriors roster, and they're like, he might be the third best player on the team.
And what does that get you?
Well, it just gets you, they think, incrementally better, you know? And it just signifies that they're making moves. Like, what you had wasn't good enough. And so hoping for this dramatic leap forward for a lot of young players, maybe one or two of them takes this leap forward. Yeah. To think that four guys all take a massive leap forward, that's a tough stretch.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
And
but
the older players on the team remain really, really good. And you're praying that Wiggins comes back to something closer to what he was in 2021 and 2022, as opposed to what he's kind of represented the last year.
No doubt. But I don't think, you know, whether all four guys pop or not, we saw Podziemski make first team all rookie. We see Kuminga take the leap last year. Now, I do want to see what Moses Moody. It's a great opportunity for Moses Moody. Let's go to Daryl in Oakland. Daryl, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I've been a Moses Moody fan forever, so I totally agree with you, Bonte. And I also agree with you, Bonte. We did not need Lauri Markkanen. There's something that you guys have not talked about, and that is Mike Dunleavy did his research on Kyle Anderson, and Kyle Anderson even said, hey, why are the Warriors trying to get me? That's kind of weird. And I thought about this. Let me ask you a question. Who's better on defense right now, Lauri Markkanen or Kyle Anderson?
Kyle Anderson.
I think it's obvious. Yes. Who's a better passer right now, Kyle Anderson or Lauri Markkanen?
I lean Kyle Anderson. I lean slow-mo.
Yeah. Slow-mo, exactly. And so who fits better with the Warriors when Draymond gets off of the floor? Who's going to dispel him? It's going to be Kyle Anderson. He passes. He plays defense. Hey, and who makes more money, Kyle Anderson or Lauri Markkanen? Lauri Markkanen makes a gajillion dollars more. And so I look at our team, and I'm like, we hit the nail on the head. We don't need Lauri Markkanen. And, of course, we're not going to make a trade with Danny Ainge. That's why we're going to throw him the same kind of peanuts he throws us. Like, hey, we'll give you some garbage. Sure.
Well, I do wonder this.
I love doing this.
Good call, Daryl. Good call. But I do wonder this. And I want to ask Warrior fans this one because, again, as you just read and Shams reported it, the deal was the final offer for Lowry Markkanen was Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps, and second-rounders. The Warriors refused to offer Brandon Podziemski. At the end of the day, was that a mistake? Should they have offered Brandon Podziemski alongside Moses Moody for Lowry Markkanen?
I mean, he is one of their best picks in the last handful of years by far in terms of immediate impact. Boy, they're just so high on him.
Was it a mistake, you think?
If that was what the deal was, yeah, I think that probably was a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a mistake, Warrior fans, to not include Brendan Podziemski in the deal? 888-957-9570.
I mean, they better hope that Podziemski is, you know, going to improve his on-ball defense, is going to improve his shot-making from the outside, off the dribble, and catch and shoot. And they're going to, they better hope that getting into the lane and being a facilitator for the team all improves. I mean, that's a lot of improvement.
888-957-9570 is a number. Did the Warriors make a mistake for not including Brendan Podziemski in a potential deal for Lauri Markkanen? You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Did they make a deal? New York City, were you shaking your head because it's illegal? Are you shaking your head? Which, like, honestly, is it a mistake?
Do you think it's a mistake?
Those are a lot of picks. You're trying to get your team right. You could use those assets, I think, to get a better player down the line, whether it's a month, 2 months. And it's kind of similar to the Giants in this sense. Can the Warriors hang around the 7-8 spot up until the trade deadline? Can they stay afloat? Because I think the new template for the NBA with this IST, the in-season tournament, and the home court advantage, I don't think teams are really putting a lot of stock into it as much as they used to. And, of course, the Mavericks laid the template where, boy, we could make a couple subtle. And I get the personnel's different. I trust me, I understand Luka and Kyrie and where Curry's at in his career, where Draymond is at. But if you can hang around, and you got your books in order, and maybe there's another star who does become disgruntled. Maybe there's another star, because this is the NBA. This thing happens all the time. There's a Bradley Beal, there's a Lowry, there's a Brandon Ingram. There's all these guys, right? There's always somebody getting flipped. Can you put yourself in a position to make some moves at the deadline to help out a Steph Curry, to help out a Draymond Green? I don't know. But as of right now, I do like the position they're in as an organization. Now you still have options to make moves here down the line, so we'll see about that. Let's go to Jose. Joe in San Jose. Joe in San Jose, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just think that at the Warriors' solution now is that they're just playing to be competitive. They're not playing, you know. And if you want to make a trade, you need to trade Dunleavy for Bob Myers and get this ball rolling again. But yeah, that's where it is. I think the experience in the front office isn't there yet, and I just think that, you know, they're just gonna, you know, get good enough to compete. And our rings are, you know, every time you go to the Chase Center, you look up. That's all you're going to have for a while. Thanks for the time.
Your time. Thank you, Joe.
I love the sound when people hang up. You know, Joe. It's just, I think the Curry thing, like, I'm so worried about him leaving the Warriors. Not that it's the end-all, be-all, but, like, you want him to stay with the Warriors the way Dirk stayed with Dallas and Kobe stayed with the Lakers and just be one of the rare guys that actually plays his entire career in one place. I mean, they could have done all the trades in the world and it couldn't have worked, and he could have still maybe wanted to bail, right? There's always that possibility. Could they be a better team? Sure. Pods better come through for them, though. If he's the reason why they didn't make this deal, I think that a lot of people are going to be disappointed. I like Pods. They like him way more than I like him. But you know what? They also liked Curry way more than I like Curry early on. And that ended up being the right decision.
Boy, so we got a couple situations here. We got the Brandon Ayuk situation. Matt Maiocco reported last night from NBC Sports Bay Area that the Niners have granted Brandon Ayuk permission to seek a deal with New England and Cleveland. We just had Anthony Lima on, and he broke down how much they love Cooper, but he said one important thing, that if Cooper does get traded, and we could play that sound, Loveman, if Cooper does get traded here, he would seek a new deal. That would scare me away. It's like, wait, you want a new deal? After not
he'd being fit able to get, right in.
Not even a kid.
He'd fit right in.
Deal. So you got that situation, folks.
He leaves Cleveland. He gets right in line with the Niners. Right. Like, everyone's got their hand deal. Out.
Yeah, so that's the situation with Amari Cooper. And now with the Golden State Warriors, Shams Charania just broke that Lauri Markkanen will sign an extension with the Utah Jazz. But he will not do it today. He's going to do it just tomorrow or later, which makes him ineligible to be traded this season. Now, apparently the Warriors' final offer for Lauri Markkanen was multiple picks, first and second round, and Moses Moody, and they said no. They did not want to involve Brendan Podziemski in the deal. So if they did, I mean, is that a deal breaker for Warriors fans? Are you a little disappointed that they didn't offer Pods in this deal for Lowry Marketing?
I don't think I had this grandiose opinion that adding Markkanen made them instantly a contender. That's not it. But I do think it solved one of the issues. They've got a bunch, but I need like a clear-cut two or three score. And yeah. I thought that on a given night, it's him and Kuminga, or if you didn't give up Kuminga, who can be those clear-cut scores. I thought that they needed one of those guys, a spacer, and especially on the offensive end with Draymond handling the ball. I thought it balanced the floor out pretty well, given there weren't a lot of other options out there. I didn't think it was the end-all, be-all move. This isn't some, like, you got Giannis, you're back in the top four. I just thought it made them a little better, you know? And I feel like unless Pods takes this big leap forward as a scorer, I could find a lot of guys who could facilitate like him.
Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps and second-rounders, per Sean Sarania, the Warriors refused to offer Brandon Podziemski in a deal. Maybe that's what Draymond Green was talking about last week on the podcast.
Well, you know what the next pivot is. You keep going, Milwaukee. Kevin Durant.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Kevin Durant.
Joel Embiid.
Look at him and Curry. They're having fun with Team USA. I mean, we're just going to keep spinning the big Price is Right wheel until it lands on one of these guys. Or it just, we crap out.
Lowry Marketing. Going to stay in the Utah, Warrior fans. He's going to stay in Utah. Boy, what a week in the Bay Area, man. Things are popping off, man. You got the Giants. They got back to 500. They're ready to pop champagne. You see the smile on Bo Mel's face yesterday, Bob Melvin. Oh, man, they were flexing like they were 17 games over.
Do you think Steph, not that it's like, you know, oh my gosh, my world is in. You think he's just a little disappointed they couldn't get this done?
I don't know.
Because that's my whole algorithm is like keeping Steph somewhat happy.
I don't know
right?
how
like,
Steph
that's
feels
how
about
I'm
it.
Wired right now. Like I'm trying to like maximize. I get you want to have a future, and I believe me. I always side with the team long term. Like you know where I stand on this. But like there is the Steph element. This is a once in a generation, once in a lifetime player.
Getting a text right now saying that even if Paz is in this deal, Utah still wouldn't do it.
I kind of feel the same way.
It was going to have to be Moody, Potts, picks, and either JK or Wiggins. Because that's just how Danny Ainge rolls.
I would have done Wiggins.
Right. But that's how Danny Ainge rolls. He wants Wiggins, Potts, and Moody. For marketing and all those picks and pick swaps?
Well, the picks was probably, I would do it for the players and a couple picks.
Danny Ainge is acting like this is Kevin Garnett.
Well,
he's
not.
I mean, it's not. Not even close.
And nor is Danny Ainge Jerry West.
Right, no doubt about it. But this is who Danny Ainge is.
Yeah, a jerk.
This is how he does business. So he wants to win the trade. The Warriors, good for them for not succumbing to Danny Ainge's demands. I'm actually proud of them for not doing that.
You're proud of them, huh?
Yeah, I am proud of them. Don't give up all these damn picks and pick swaps and second-round picks. Moody, Pods, and Wiggins or Kuminga for Lowry Marketing? The hell with that?
So we're going to spin the wheel on superstars for the rest of this year.
I'm not going to do that.
And then by about mid-season, are we spinning the wheel on draft picks?
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Cooper
I'm not
going to
do that. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not doing that deal.
Do you think the Brandon Ingram thing starts to heat back up again?
I don't think he's that type of player for Steve Kerr. I don't think that heats up at all. And you know what? Part of me is like, you know what? Finally, we get to see the young guys. That's a lot to give up for Lowry Marketing.
I can't wait to hear Draymond's pod tonight discussing this proposed deal.
Well, I can't wait for Draymond Green to lock up Lowry Marketing in the game against the Utah Jazz. That's what it is. Let Utah overpay for Lowry Marketing.
You think he's going to finish that game?
I don't.
The funny thing is that I do believe that there were, not me, but there were people that thought like Markkanen was the end all be all.
Yeah.
I think most reasonable people were like, if you can get him, great. Like, let's do it at the right price. But nobody, I don't think most normal thinking fans thought this is the move.
Yeah, well, I don't know if fans thought this was the move. I don't know anymore. I don't know a damn thing. Apparently, just FYI, New England, Matthew Judon left New England Patriots practice early today. He was escorted back into the team facility mid-practice.
I would take him. For Ayuk, I would take him. You get me pass rush? I love Judon. That was one of Bill's great last moves.
Matthew Judon, Nick Bosa.
But Judon is coming off of ACL, too. Or I don't know if it was ACL. He definitely hurt himself and missed a good chunk of last year.
How much is he getting paid?
I think $14 million this year.
All right.
I like Judon a lot, but he's another guy. He wants a new contract, but he stuffs the run. He's a beast. He plays in a lot of systems, smart player, Baltimore bred, and then went up to New England. I love Judon. Judon's a winner, dude.
Oh, boy. So now we got
Love Judon.
So now I'm just thinking Warrior fan right now, angry.
In shambles.
Niner fan right now, angry. Giants fan right now.
Thrilled. We're 500.
Oh, yeah.
We're 500.
Giants fans are thrilled.
We're thrilled.
Tim Kawakami coming up.
Did you see Taylor Rogers in the eighth inning? Taylor, not Tyler.
Yeah,
the lefty.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
He was amazing.
I watched the
Camillo?
The game was on, Shasky. Game's always on.
Oh, we're back on Camillo now.
Oh,
yeah. He's back.
Yeah, well,
clean ninth inning.
Somebody wants to call me a flip flopper.
Presented with new information.
Oh, yeah, 925, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. Our boy Daquan Plowden, baby. That's right, Daquan. I'm all in on the Daquan movement. It's coming up on a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.